Every day with Jesus. The Beatitudes. Day 152. Spiritual or psychological problems.
Bible reading from Philippians, chapter 3, verses 7 to 21. But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of His resurrection and participation in His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death, and so, somehow, attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. All of us, then, who are mature, should take such a view of things. And if on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you. Only let us live up to what we have already attained. Join together in following my example, brothers and sisters. And just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do. For, as I have often told you before, and now tell you again even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables Him to bring everything under His control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like His glorious body.
Today we ask, what happens to those who hunger and thirst after righteousness? The answer is clear. They will be filled. Make righteousness your goal, and you will be eternally satisfied. If, once again, I might venture upon a paraphrase of my own, I would put it like this. Congratulations to those who ardently crave to become more and more like me, and to know my righteousness, for they shall find a satisfaction that will never vanish or be destroyed. May I be permitted to ask you this personal question? What are you most hungering and thirsting for? Is it health? Is it relief from pain? Is it freedom from anxiety? Is it financial security? All of these are legitimate cravings. But if your primary hunger and thirst is not to become more and more like Christ, then you will experience an inner emptiness that nothing you chase after can fill. Let me point out one more thing, something that might astonish you. To the extent that your deepest hunger and thirst is not for God, to that extent, you will experience spiritual and psychological problems. If you are not hungering and thirsting after Him, you will hunger and thirst after something else. when we make it our goal to glorify God, then we will enjoy Him. We must not make it our goal to enjoy Him in order to glorify Him. Remember, the goal of happiness is elusive, regardless of how well thought out is our strategy. But the byproduct of happiness is freely available to those whose goal is to know God and be found in Him.
Seeking righteousness leads to eternal satisfaction. Father, you are teaching me your ways, written in your word and also in me. Help me to surrender to your purposes so that I might be the vehicle of victory. Amen.